The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Amazon developing driver eyeglasses. Explain.
This is fascinating. So we know that Amazon has invested heavily in its online marketplace over the years. A huge component of this is the operations to get the product to the customer as quickly as possible. They have their own airplanes, they have their own vans, they have, you know, a whole suite of technologies in place to try and make it as efficiently as possible. But now, according to Reuters and five sources who spoke to Reuters, they're developing glasses for drivers to focus on that last little bit of the journey. So they've managed to get the parcel from a warehouse onto a van. This is all focused about getting the van to your front door and making it as seamless as possible and as efficient as possible in terms of the time that the driver spends, so that hopefully it's optimized and then they can deliver more parcels.
So the glasses, how are they going to work? I mean, do they replace, often you see a driver with a phone in the hand?
Yeah. That's exactly the notion here. So not only, last week, for example, they installed a new scanner at the top of the vans in America. So rather than the driver having to scan the parcel when they take it out to verify it's the right one, there's now a scanner in the top of the van. And as they move the parcel by the scanner, it verifies that it's the right parcel and off they go. The idea with the with the glasses is it's not a million miles away to, you know, the old school Google Glass that flopped back in the day. The driver would wear them, and on one of the panes of glass at the front of the face, they would see maps with directions. So take a right here, 300 yards, 200 yards, you've arrived at your destination. All that information. It would also, in theory, take a photograph of the parcel by the front door. So anyone who's used Amazon in the last little while will know that you'll get a notification when your parcel's been delivered. And if it wasn't handed to you, you get a photograph of it sitting outside your front door. The driver, let's think about this for a second. The driver has to pop in your air code on the map. They have to get out, get your parcel, scan it, make sure it's the right parcel. Then they have to go to your front door and again, take that picture. By having the glasses, you're eliminating those milliseconds for sure. But what Amazon is thinking, according to this article, is that all will save time over a period of a day, and then they can get more deliveries on trucks.
Now, what's this about avoiding dangerous dogs?
Yeah, so this is another interesting thing as well. Getting all of this data, there will be sensors built in, noise sensors, to try and alert the driver if and when, you know, if there is a dog or if there is some sort of commotion. There will be sensors built in to serve real-time information and quite literally give them the heads up.
And I presume that this information would be gathered from previous deliveries. So if a dog savaged a driver,
it'll be stored. Yeah, exactly. And because very often, like, Amazon is a data-driven business, right? They can understand what you've shopped for, what you've purchased, what you've considered but not actually bought. All of that data is there. So it kind of makes sense that they then compile it in terms of delivery as well. We don't know if and when it'll come to Europe, but I think it is a super interesting development.
Now, questions. My son, what about gaming goggles? He's 10 years old. Will his eyes be safe, and which would be the best brand?
So I can't say for sure about the eye safety. The VR headsets are very much designed for, you know, longer term use. I know gamers who wear them for hours on end. Given that he's a 10-year-old, I probably would use it in small doses, not only from the eyes, but also from a dizziness point of view. You've got a few options. There's the Meta Quest 3, which apparently is fantastic. There's also the PSVR. So if you have a PlayStation 5 or indeed the new PlayStation 5 Pro, the PSVR is excellent. And some of the gaming titles, particularly for that age bracket, would be an awful lot of fun. So if you're already in the PlayStation ecosystem, go with the PSVR.
I'd really appreciate help. Google Maps gives two or three voice directions and then stops. The phone is a Samsung Galaxy A53 phone. The car is a Nissan Qashqai, but it happens in all cars. I've tried everything else, lots of techie expert, but the problem persists. That's from Anne-Marie.
So if it happens in multiple cars, very often the sat-nav navigation is reliant on your internet. So I don't know where in the country you are, if your internet is intermittent. Also, it might be worth, if you're using Android Auto, so via Bluetooth, it might be worth plugging directly into the car and just see if there is some form of connection issue in that way. So it's either, from what I could imagine, it's either an internet issue or a connectivity issue with Android Auto.
Recently had broadband put in. Connection is at the corner of the house on the ground floor. Leaflet that came with the installation said it should be in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
Too late, the technician had gone. How can one get the broadband throughout the house? The extender provided by the supplier does not work. I've read about meshes.
Yeah.
What's the best and how do you fit them?
Okay, so a mesh is like a Venn diagram in that it creates little points of connection around your house. So if your modem is, as you said, downstairs in a corner of the house, you're then going to plug in one of the mesh ports, say at the other end of the house, and then one maybe upstairs in the box room. And that then creates a Venn diagram of connectivity to ensure there's no black spots. The Tendinova MW3 or MW6, depending on the area of your home, the size of your home.
And the size of the box would be about twice the size, cubic, twice the size of a Rubik's Cube.
Exactly it, yeah. So they're not, you know, overly cumbersome, but it does eliminate those black spots. And I would definitely go for a mesh system rather than the linkage points because it's just that bit smoother.
Any recommendations for a website for refurbished phones?
Yes, many. So there's mintplus.ie, there is swappy.ie, there's refurbed.ie. Quick top tip, Refurbed is now doing home devices as well as phones. So they do a whole host of wearables, phones, kettles, fridges, whatever you're after. So mintplus.ie, swappy.ie and refurbed.ie.
Okay, any warranties coming with those?
Yeah, so this is the big thing and this is why you should buy from a refurbished reseller, an authorised reseller, because you do get a year warranty. You do have the option to extend that warranty, but there is a fee associated with that. But out of the box, when you purchase from one of these sites, you are getting a 1 year warranty.
Yeah, now Black Friday looms.
Yes.
And deals. I mean, how do you know when you're getting a deal?
What I would say is, right, and this is an excellent time to do this. So Black Friday will be on Election Day, actually, the 29th of November. So what you should do is make a list of anything that you're contemplating buying on Black Friday. Think about it. Then have a look online today and see what the prices are. So write it down. Get an old school notebook and see if something is 600 quid. And then if it's 595 on Black Friday, that's probably
not
a stunning
deal.
But also make sure that you're not buying something just because it's a deal. We will have plenty more guidance when it comes to Black Friday. But just get thinking about it now because it's only around the corner.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.